Story 31, The Early Days of Carol White.
So I was hired to work by the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood Association in 1976, I believe. My job was to manage that program with youth and teens in Mount Pleasant. I think that the hope of the Neighborhood Association was ultimately we would move out of the neighborhood house and have a teen center in the clubhouse building at Robson Park. I think that was the dream. That was the plan, the long range plan. So the person that was in charge of this community development grant that I was hired under, her name was Toni Collishaw. She was very supportive of me, and as was Dave, to basically generate whatever kind of program seemed of interest to youth in the neighborhood. It was really a totally undefined role. I could do pretty much what I could imagine. So the kids of the day liked skateboarding, skiing, hiking, playing pool, and ping pong. So in the drop-in area at the neighborhood house, we had a pool table and a ping pong table. John's Jukes, which was a jukebox business on Main Street, donated a pinball machine. It still took quarters. I don't think we ever raised any money with it. We would just open it up and hand the quarters back. The space was always full of young people. So we would talk about the kinds of things that they wanted to do. Sometimes they would be very ambitious, and we would do weekend trips to Whistler. This is about the time that Blackcomb was being built. I don't think Blackcomb was actually in operation. We would rent space in the university hostels up at Whistler, and so for $20 or something unbelievable, we would take a group of kids. The neighborhood house encouraged me to get a class 4 driver's license so I could drive a van. And so that was, you know, we were little adventurers. Singing in the vans, we had some very creative young people who had the weirdest songs. I mean, there was a young gal, her name was Mary Lopez, and she created a songbook. I'm sure I must have some of it somewhere. And she must have had like literally 100 campfire songs that you could sing. And one of them was Bill Groton's Goat. It was such a crazy, crazy song. And I can just remember them singing. I think we were like driving from here to Manning Park, which is about almost 100 miles. I think we must have gone through about 50 songs there, going there on the way back. So that was pretty good. Yeah, there was a certain level of silliness. There were some practical jokes that were played on Dave Stevens by the leadership group. One of the favorite ones was to somehow get a hold of his keys. So if you could get a hold of his keys, you could unlock the chain that held his clipper. He had a clipper canoe that he drove on it around. He always had it on his car. And so at the final evening, you know, get together where all the different neighborhood houses came together with their kids, someone would get a hold of his keys and they'd go and they'd hide his canoe somewhere. One year they put it on the roof of Frog Hollow. And it was just silly stuff like that. Another program that I was involved with was a series of sailing trips in the summertime up to Desolation Sound and back up the coast. We would actually charter a large sailboat and take about 10 kids who had never set foot in a boat up to just past Cortez Island for a week. The kids would be responsible for all aspects of the boat. Of the boat and food, and they'd all have to figure out accommodation. Like, it was, you know, we were in a 50-foot boat. There's only so many places you can sleep. And the day return trip always involved Crepe Suzette. That was our breakfast on the return trip back, and we'd often come sailing back very quickly because in the summertime the fair weather wind would be coming from the northwest, and so we could sail down the Strait of Georgia literally in one day, whereas we'd be tacking up the entire week to get there, and then we just blow into Vancouver. So to make the whipping cream, the kids had share a jar of whipping cream that they'd shake around. They'd take turns shaking, and sometimes it would turn into butter. It was a sort of a regular, an annual trip. I was really fond of a number of the kids that were really struggling. They just had such, you know, challenges. And they were such troopers. We had one kid who literally, he showed up for a ski trip. He didn't have any socks. The other kids were busily, you know, racing home to get various bits of clothing so that this kid could go on this trip. He really wanted to go on the trip, but he basically didn't, and he was completely unprepared. You know, they had a camaraderie that was really sweet. So at one point, Dave brought a cat into the neighborhood house. We had like a cat, a live-in cat. Stuff like that you just never find in other places of work. So.